Frederick, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, it's Jeremiah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, man. How are you?
It's Monday. Just dealing with some shit. Same old. crappy deal. So how was your weekend? How's your Monday going?
Monday is, you know, it's always the same feeling on a Monday, you know. Weekend was good, though. Weekend was nice. Spent it with friends and family. Well, nothing crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, it's always nice for me to sleep in till about 9 o'clock. It's a complete shock to my body instead of getting up at 5 every morning.
Yeah, for sure. Is that what time are you getting in? 6, 6:30?
Yeah, I get in at 6:30, so.
Damn.
I leave my house by 6, and it's tough because some nights or some mornings I have my son. So I got to be the first one at the school daycare, you know, to drop them off just to get to work.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets tough. How about you? What'd you do the weekend?
We had football Friday night. I had his first scrimmage, and then my mom came over and to watch opening ceremonies of the Olympics at my house.
Okay.
I drove out to Temecula and had some family in town from St. Louis. So I went and visited with them and my grandfather and cousins and barbecued and just kind of hung out. And then yesterday we just kind of chilled. My daughter had an ear infection, so she had to go to the urgent care Saturday morning. And then yesterday we got her some Lambrax, so it wasn't going away. And so we just kind of relaxed. She had a soccer game at 3, so we're just trying to keep her kind of mellow.
Yeah,
game, and she kind of came back and kind of got organized for today for work and watched the Olympics and crashed. Nothing too crazy or amazing.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a good family time. Your daughter did the antibiotics work?
Not sure. It's hard to say. You know, she had some drops that she was using and that she got on Saturday, and she was still having some pain on Saturday night, but those are supposed to kind of kick in and help dry things out and get rid of the pressure.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, you know, typically it takes a few days for antibiotics to work, and she was feeling, you know, pretty good by the end of yesterday. So I don't know if it was the antibiotics or just, you know, the ear drops finally kicking in, or maybe just being up and about moving around, that she kind of might have just, you know, helped drain, you know, her ear a little bit, I guess, but she seems to be fine today. So she hasn't had antibiotics for like 8 years. We try not to give it to them, you know, if they don't really need it. So
you know, when my son had a ear infection, I did the whole olive oil trick. Have you heard about that?
No.
Well, you take some olive oil, you warm it up, and then you put a few drops of warm oil into the infected ear, and just let it drain out, and they feel 10 times better.
Really?
It's crazy. I did it, and my sister's husband's mother, she's the one who told her about it, and they did it with their kids, and it worked. So I tried it on him, and it worked. I was like, wow, okay. And it feels really good. So they take just make sure it's not burning hot olive oil, but, you know, warm, and then drop it a couple drops in there. Let it soak in, and then it'll drain out. Just put a warm towel over the ear, and that should help. And there's no, like, bad side effects or anything like that. If you want, you can Google it and kind of see what the other people do it, I'm sure. I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, I'll check that out. We, my family would, we'd get a handkerchief and put salt in it and kind of twist it into a ball, put a rubber band around it, and warm it up, you know, either in, you know, pan or in the microwave or something like that. Just get it warm. And then put that over the ear, you know, because that warming sensation, I guess, is part of what kind of alleviates the pain. But then I guess it can also help, like, evaporate, you know, any fluids that are in there. But that's pretty temporary, you know. As soon as it cooled off, you know, it didn't really work for my daughter, but that's what my mom always did when I was a kid. I'm going to try that olive oil the next time. I'll do that too. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it actually feels good because, you know, it's like a soothing warm drop that goes in there too. And it's just like, oh, yeah. You know, I guess it just feels that good. But yeah, so did you,
you do it constantly, or is it like a one time?
I did it, I would do it, I did it once and when he woke up, and I did it once before he went to bed, and the next morning he was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did it twice in a day. And he was in so much pain, you know, and I was like, and the antibiotics weren't, they weren't working. So I was like freaking out. I was like, dude, he's still in so much pain. Like, what do I do? And, you know, I heard that, and then I looked it up on Google too, just to confirm that it was some weird, you know, thing that she just created. And, you know, I was afraid to drop oil in my son's ear. I was like, what? You know, like, what is this? And then I looked online, and a lot of people have done it, and it was a lot of good reviews, a lot of good, a lot of mothers have said a lot of good things about it. So I'm like, oh, okay. And I tried it, and it worked. So I'm not guaranteeing it, but I'm just saying, you know, it worked for me. Yeah. So
I hear you. Wow.
Yeah. Did you, yeah, no, for sure. No problem. Did you get my email earlier about the invoices?
Yeah, I did. We don't have any final invoices yet. We've got quotes, which I can send over to you. But also, I wanted to kind of get an idea of what you had to say and where we're at with it.
Yeah, if you, I can you listen to the calls?
I don't know.
I don't know if it allows you.
Shows up, maybe if it shows up in the deal, I don't think. Unless you mean through CNET, like by going to your calls.
Yeah.
Or in the deal file.
In the deal file. If you go into CNET, I called on I don't know if it was on your Urban Chalet, because I had to open up a new deal, Urban Chalet. So I don't know which one it's on, which the calls. I can give you the A number I have. Let me see. Voiceover calls. Oh, yeah. No, it's got all your calls that you've made to her, and then my one call on last Friday. I got... are you ready for the A number?
Hold on. I can find it. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
So, I had... when I clicked on... clicked that decline button. It takes it, you know, out of my deals, essentially.
Where is that decline button? Where do you see that at?
So, you open the deal. Here, give me 1 second. What is that, what's that app number?
892-142-07742.
Okay, so if you are in the deal, you scroll down to, this button's gone since I didn't use it. Let's see. Yeah, it's not on this specific deal any longer. I think because I clicked on it. I don't have access to phone calls either. Let me see.
Hey, there you go.
I wonder if the deal went into your name. Yeah, it looks like the deal was, when you reopened it, the deal went into your name instead of mine.
It looks like there was still...
so I don't have access to everything.
Can you type in Urban Chalet? And because that's the A number.
I'm looking at the deal. But the deal is now in your name, not mine. You're listed as the rep. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you should still be able to go in there, because I'm able to do that in other people's.
Yeah, no, I can see it, but it's more of a, it's like a read-only type situation, so my buttons are gone. I don't have access to any of the voicemails.
Okay.
The calls, I mean. So there's not really anything that I can do with it, so I wouldn't be able to listen. I don't know if there's any way you can forward it to me.
Let me see.
Or I could probably have to change back into my name if it's something we want to work on.
You know what? Actually, I think I can download it. So let me download it. I'll just download it and send it to you so you can hear what she said specifically. Because she said a few things like that I don't recall off the top of my head. I just know that she was ranting on about Kevin said this and Kevin did this. And I was like, well, pretty sure Kevin, you know, has his reasons for why and why he was frustrated. But, you know, like I said, I can't speak for him. I can only try to fix, you know, whatever you guys are looking to do in the future. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know. Let me see if I can send this to you. Basically, I was just trying to be the nice guy.
Sure.
You know. All right, cool. Kevin. What's your... Oh, K-Bice. Okay. Just sent you an email.
Okay, cool. Then I will, I'll listen to that. And then I'll cross-reference the quotes that we have compared to the final list of vendors they wanted to work with and see what we have. You know, the list they sent me, of course, had no contacts, no phone numbers, no nothing. It just listed who they were buying from.
Okay.
And that was kind of one of the reasons why, you know, I was trying to push to get them to spend more because, you know, there's still quite a bit of work for us to do on this.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of frustrating because we've been waiting, you know, 3 months. But we still need to make, like we talked about, I don't know, a little over a week ago, maybe 2 weeks, we have instructions to make the vendors. We need to get invoices. We need to get the vendors approved. We still need to dock the deal. You know, there's still quite a bit to do on this.
Yeah.
But then, you know, after talking to you and realizing that you're not as busy as maybe you were this time last month or the month before, it might be worth, you know, us working on it to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did it sound like there was still an opportunity there, though, in talking to her, or was it still just her, you know, busy,
I mean,
acting perfect and she's, you know, we're here for her?
I think we have a chance. I mean, it doesn't hurt for me to just stay on top and see what happens. And like I said, I got the time and... If I can, you know, figure out something to at least get the furniture approved, you know, then get her paid back for it. I don't see why not we don't shoot for it.
Yeah, it's just, it's all approved.
Yeah.
It's all ready to go as far as that, you know, and it's within 30 days, so we can make that happen. If you want, shit, I don't know how much access I have to this deal anymore. Let's see. I'll get you those quotes. You know, take a look at them. And then I can. See, yeah, we have 65 approved at Fanpack, like 9%. So I can get you, I guess, the payments based on maybe a 3 and a 4 year term.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Give me payment. How do you get that back open? The approval. Is there something we need to do?
Well, I need to find out first. Let me see if it's expired yet. I need to ask credit if it's expired. If it has, then I'm just going to have them try to get it reapproved. It was approved on... May 27th, June, July. We probably have until about the 27th of this month.
Okay. Okay. So what do I need from her in order for us to go forward? Do I need the actual invoice that she made the payment? Because we can refund that, right? We can give her the money and...
Yeah, so we'll have to get proof of payment to the vendor.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. You know, copy of a cancel check, something along those lines.
Okay.
And we'll need invoices from the vendor, you know, from all of the vendors. But for the vendor that we're reimbursing, we just need proof that she's paid the vendor so that we're not, you know, paying her for an invoice she hasn't actually paid.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's what our lender's going to want to see. And it doesn't sound like the other few, you know, she's already paid for. She may have, but you'll see, I mean... one is like, I think in like an $800 invoice, which is just fucking pain in the ass to work on for, you know, for $800, you know, we each make like $2 to work on that.
See, I'm not even gonna, I don't think I'm even gonna try to put it in there. Yeah. I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, I think we should, I'm going to tell her, like, hey, let's just do the furniture first. I mean, because it's $21,000. You know, like, let's get you that money back and put that on a payment plan, and then we'll work about that $800 one. It's not, I'm just like, we can't do that. You know, but the computer, can we do that? What do you think we have a shot at? Whatever we have a shot at doing is what we'll do.
Well, I mean, we can do it all.
Oh, we can.
But it's just a matter of, you know, for us to chase a vendor and get invoicing and jump through all the hoops for an $800 invoice,
yeah,
is just a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So then
easily leave that one out. You know, if now all of a sudden she has cash, which she didn't before.
Right.
And now she has cash. That's part of the reason why she's being such a bitch, is that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, and this happens a lot too, you know, all of a sudden she doesn't really need us, and this vendor twisted her arm because after 2 months of him lagging on invoices, he wanted it done by the end of the month. So, you know, he starts pressuring her to pay him right away, and all of a sudden we're the bad guys, even though we've been fucking sitting back waiting for, you know, 3 months. And now all of a sudden she's got some cash, you know, because I think they sold the rest of their stocks. You know, so now all of a sudden she's trying to play this power position, which is different than when we first talked to her, and she couldn't even afford to pay for the own product that she's selling. So, to me, I would just leave the $800 one out. If she's got all this money, you know, she can cover that. There's some computers and some other things that add up to $2,000 or $3,000 that might be worth adding in there.
Yeah.
You know, but again, I mean, you're talking, let's see, $800, 800 times 12 points, $96. Times 10%, we would each make $9 for the time that we're spending on adding, you know, dealing with that vendor.
Yeah, I guess then my goal would be with that is just to be able to show her that we can make it happen. That would be a strictly all right, we were able to make this happen, and hopefully something comes in the future to where, you know, she wants to get more financing or something. So. Yep. So regardless, yeah, I'll try to do it. I'll try to do the computer one, but the $800 one, I'll just, no. Won't even waste the time.
I think that's the best bet.
I'm sure she can come up with the $800.
Well, yeah, like I said, now all of a sudden, I think they've sold out, they've liquidated the rest of their stock. You know, so she's talking about how now she has all this money, you know, which is typical. You know, that's why we got cut out of the loop, because, you know, they suddenly didn't really need us.
Uh-huh.
And that's where, you know, she and I kind of started butting heads a little bit, because then she started to point fingers and act like, you know, we're hard to reach and deal with, and she needed us, we weren't available the very day, you know, that she wanted checks cut out of the blue. But she wouldn't be treating us like that if she had no money. So
right,
she can definitely cover that.
Okay. Well, I will look forward to your email there, and whenever you can get those to me, and then I'll start working on it. And, you know, it's not open yet. She didn't agree to it, but
yeah.
I just want to, you know, tell her I got everything, and this is what we can do, and we'll take it from there. But, yeah, you should listen to that phone call and
I will
see what she said.
All right, sounds good. I'll send it over.
Sweet, man. And if you need anything else, just hit me up.
All right, you got it.
Thanks, Kev.
All right.
All right, man. Bye.